The first all-queer music festival in the state takes place in Fountain Square in early September. Buzzcut Indie is the creation of Carrie Keel, who also started the popular Lopone Queer Dance Party. WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer talks with Keel about how the success of the monthly dance event evolved into the Buzzcut Music Festival.
When I started it, the pop-up queer events were what were happening on the coast with the closing of gay bars, lesbian bars all over the country. I'm just shuddering, honestly, just exponential closings. This was the response that you would see in bigger cities, you know, especially coastal cities, but, you know, think Chicago, think New York, think San Francisco, LA. They would take a night at a bar that maybe didn't do the best, a Tuesday night or Thursday night, and take it over for the night. And so, you know, that was, I saw it working in other places, but I didn't know, you know, it was a shot in the dark. There was nothing like it.
What elements of the success of the Lopone event are you using to create the Buzzcut Music Festival?
Sure. You know, I think the most important thing is being true to your ideas. You want to keep things as honest and like as humble and as other oriented as possible. And I think that's always been our mission with Lopone, is to make sure that, you know, it's a safe space. It's a fun space. It's different. It's original. It's unique. So obviously taking those pillars and moving those towards Buzzcut keeps us successful. But, you know, I think that being the first of its kind also is inherently, your successor is inherently built in. When you do something for the first time, you get remembered for it. You know, we're not actively going, we have to be number one. But because that's how it is, you know, I feel like we're trying to push the envelope and keep things fresh and exciting with Lopone. And, you know, that's how we're thinking about Buzzcut.
And that obviously helped you then when you decided to reach out to invite musicians to see who you could get to come and be part of it.
Right. And, you know, it's not as hard as it sounds. You know, you just send some nice emails and you exchange, you know, pleasantries. And I mean, a lot of these people that we're working with, they represent themselves, you know, so we're talking on Instagram for the first time, or we're messaging on Facebook for the first time. I mean, it's very DIY until we get to some of the larger acts that have professional representation. But I mean, you know, you're pounding the pavement trying to do that stuff. It's exciting.
And a few of the people that we're going to hear?
Cupcake Shun, Shamir, those are sort of our big, big headliners. There's a person named Swish from LA, who I'm really excited about. They're sort of a R&B soul type singer. I mean, there's Fairy Ring from Evansville. They're a metal band. There's Okara Mani from Indianapolis, who's just has a beautiful like Jill Scott vibe. There's Show You Suck from Chicago, which is a hip hop act. There's Dayburger from New York, who's also a hip hop act. Kevin Crowder, who's from here, is sort of like this dreamy, ethereal, pop, indie band.
And really for anybody who's interested in music. I mean, it's just
absolutely
so exciting.
Absolutely, yeah. It's definitely, you know, the underside or the downside of making something so pointedly queer is that people expect it to be, you know, this doof, 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 you know, dance, gay bar, dancey, you know. There's so much amazing talent out there from all different scopes. So, yeah, if you are a fan of music, it doesn't matter how you identify. This is definitely something to see.
That was Buzzcut Indie creator Carrie Keel speaking with WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer. Indiana's first all-queer music festival takes place in Indianapolis in early September.